in the clubhouse with Carlos Gonzalez. Carlos, first things first, how's everything going adjusting to a new city now that you've been here for almost two months now?
It's been great, man. I mean, I think my teammates and the whole coaching staff, the organization, they've been treating me well. So as a player, that's one thing that you always look for. You know, we spend a lot of time together. We pretty much spend every day together here, you know, grinding, doing during batting practice and during the game. So, they're making me feel welcome, and, you know, it's a great family to be part of it.
When you signed with this team, obviously you knew that there would be a potential opportunity in the outfield. But did you know about the culture? Was it attractive to come here with Terry Francona and the culture the Indians have had over the years?
Yeah, this is a winning team. You know, they always find a way to, you know, have success. And as a player, that's where you want to be. As you know, you want to be in a spot that, you know, is going to give you an opportunity to win every day and to fight for, you know, for a championship at the end of the game. So, you know, that's what it's all about. You know, we always focus on, you know, doing our best job, just trying to put numbers and all that. But for me, you know, the most important is winning. The most important is just, you know, contribute every day in some way, somehow, to get that W at the end of the day. And, you know, at the end of the season, all the other numbers are going to show. But what the number that's most important is winning. And, you know, Tito is one of those managers who's been in the league for so long. You know, he's been a champion, and he knows what it takes. And, you know, as a player, you want to learn from him, and you just want to get in the same direction that he is, because he knows what it takes to be a champion.
We're in the clubhouse with Carlos Gonzalez. Carlos, you're on a team now where there's a mixture of outfielders, from young guys like Oscar, who just got up here, you, Leonis, veterans that have been around and played for a long time and had success in this league. What is that dynamic like to have guys that are 10 years younger than you, you know, competing and playing on a daily basis?
It's fun, man. You know, we all go through that process. You know, whenever I see a guy like Oscar coming up in the big leagues, and, you know, not sure what to expect, and you know, a lot of expectations in his head, you know, for us as a veteran, we're trying to make sure that everything, you know, he slow down and don't put too much pressure on himself. You know, just be who you are, just go and compete, and like I say, not worry about you. You know, that's the most important. You just have to worry about doing the small things on the game to make this team better and to make sure that we win ball games. And that's exactly what he's been doing. You know, as a teammate, I feel proud of the way he's playing. I'm just trying to make sure that, you know, he's on the same page every day. And, you know, I'm sure that he will bring the intensity every day, because he's a tremendous talent. You know, he's a fast guy who can play in the outfield, who can do it all on the field. And, you know, as a veteran player, you just want to make sure that he's doing the right things to, you know, to help us succeed, and, you know, to help the organization get to all the goals that we always put in our heads.
Obviously, it's a crowded outfield. You're at the stage of your career where you're still trying to show that you belong in the lineup every single day. Is it personally, do you take it as a challenge when you see young guys like Jordan, Oscar, et cetera, in this locker room? Obviously, you want to help them become successful players. At the same time, you are competing with them to be in the starting nine every day.
I mean, I never look at it that way. You know, everybody is here to try to, you know, do the best we can. You know, we're not trying to compete with ourselves. We're trying to compete, you know, with the guys on the other side. And, you know, whoever's hot, whoever's doing the job, you know, that's the one who's going to get the call, and that's the one who's going to be in the lineup every day. You know, for us as the players, you know, we always try to help each other out, and you know, just trying to make sure you get your work in, and you know, just make sure that whenever they give you the opportunity to play, you're ready to play. But you know, it's a fun thing, you know, having guys like Luplo, having guys like Bauer and Oscar, who has a lot of talent. You know, it's always fun to help those guys reach the next level. And for you as a player, you just want to continue to play well and continue to accelerate and you know, make it hard for the opponents.
I'm in the clubhouse here with Carlos Gonzalez. One thing I've noticed from Terry Francona, anytime you're mentioned, he praises your work ethic and just how you're the ultimate professional. Was there a player or two that you learned from, that you learned that work ethic when you were younger here, and whether it was in Colorado or coming up to get to the big leagues?
Well, I had a lot of mentors, you know, over my career. You know, I played with some great players. I played with Hall of Fame players, you know. Frank Thomas was one of them, you know. When I was my time in Oakland, my first year, I got the opportunity to play with someone in this, that is in Cooperstown, you know. And I learned a lot of things from him. You know, Eric Chavez was on that team too. Guys that were all-stars. And, you know, as a young player, you always... You know, you wanna reach those goals, and you wanna learn what it takes to be an all-star. And you know, nothing's given. You have to work every day. And those guys did it the right way, and I learned from them. And when I went to from Oakland to Colorado, I have guys like Todd Helton and Troy Tulowitzki, and you know, a lot of guys that you know, they kept pushing. And no matter what the circumstance were, it was, you know, even if they were all-stars or batting champs or gold glovers, they always show up the next day with the same intensity. And, you know, that's what it takes to be a really good player in this league.
Carlos, I appreciate the time.
You're welcome.